All right, good morning, everybody. We did even get some overachievers this week that did assignments too. Wasn't that awesome? And I think every assignment that did come in this week was actually really, really good. Really good. Just gonna quote. I sent Brenda's assignment out, and so y'all can take the time to read it. And I'm just gonna read one sentence out of it in regards to insecurity. Because insecurity is one of those things that we tend to think of as a bad thing. And I really like what Patrick taught us last week and see that it can be a tool to really drive us to the Lord, right? If we see it and understand it and don't give in to fear, but rather give in to finding answers to why am I insecure at the moment. But anyway, she opens just saying, "I love this 2023 perspective on insecurity as a roadmap to success." And then right around the middle of her assignment, she says this: "I see now through this lesson how God will help me avoid costly mistakes that I inevitably will make if I race ahead without him." If you're on this telephone call, you have probably great experience with racing ahead without the Lord. So what we do as CEOs, we want to make it happen. We got to get it. We got to get out there. We got to do it. We got to just, we got to make stuff happen. So that's what we do. We can race ahead. In fact, our minds sometimes are three steps ahead of where we're at, and we're not paying attention to what's right in front of us. But anyway, and then she says, mistakes made out of fear or lack of knowledge. Because that's what we do. We can race ahead and we get all nervous. We get all worries, doubts, and fears enter our minds. And when worry, doubt, and fear enter our minds, we think we have to do something. Yeah, we do. We need to turn to the Lord and really seek wisdom. Perhaps not taking action when I need to, or conversely, doing things that I don't need to do. Taking the time to seek out wisdom and knowledge while drawing close to God. That's not what we need. We need the wisdom that comes from above. I've just recently been reading through the book and studying a little bit through the book of Proverbs, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's when it says, and it just the book is full of just principles to living and always turning to wisdom and what to flee from, what to cling to, and where to go. And it will deliver us from living a fearful life of knowing what's right. Now today, creativity. I know. All of us will make an excuse for creativity of why we don't engage it, why we don't do it, why this, why that. But we wouldn't be in the positions we have if we didn't have a little bit of creativity working in the juices. And it all gets displayed in different ways in different people because God created us each in our own unique way. But He also gave us that gift of creativity. Some can exercise it in a way that's very public because they are really great at singing or making music, and then some, maybe it's not out in the public, but you have it, and you exercise it because it's in that exercise of creativity that there's a connection made, and there is a dollar figure, as Patrick always likes to say, there's a dollar figure attached to being exercised in creativity, and I can attest to that personally. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, as we come into this new year ahead of us. This is our last chapter of 2023. And next week is 2024. And we just thank you for a season to think on and remember the great gift of God to us, to humanity, in our Lord Jesus Christ, who came, Lord, in the likeness of human flesh. Yet, Lord, he did not have to succumb to, and he lived that life that we couldn't live so that we can have a life through him. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning, to focus our eyes, maybe a little bit off, get back on track, Lord, as there's a lot going on that distracts from sometimes what's going on. So we just thank you for the opportunity to get refocused here this morning and to attend, Lord, to be attending to those things which you have for us to take care of. We thank you for this morning, this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Ephesians 2:10, what does it say? It's probably a verse many of us are familiar with. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Created in Christ Jesus. And we are creative beings. Praise God. It just made me think, as Pat was talking, just a quick example of creativity and how you can use it. My son, he's a first-year medical student, and he's the last couple of years he had just the privilege, really, to work with some of the top surgeons in the country in orthopedics. And one thing he would say about all these guys, they are incredibly creative, and they use their creativity. One of them is a sculptor, and he actually has a sculpture in the hospital of, you know, that he created. And he's top notch. He's home for the holidays this last couple weeks, and yesterday and today he went and visited with one of the doctors, shouted him around, and this woman came in and she's got a botched up surgery, I mean all messed up, and she's in real trouble. And so the doctor goes, "We're admitting you right now. You're going into surgery tomorrow." And then, you know, he asked my son if he wanted to come to the OR this morning. And he's another guy that's just super creative and, you know, and uses his creativity. And then, you know, and that's the thing, you know, you have a problem. Like, you have this woman. I mean, she's bad shape. I'm not going to go into the details. But, you know, it's going to take somebody who knows what they're doing and can really, they're going to face things that they normally wouldn't see in a surgery. Because it's her first surgery was screwed up by another doctor. So now, that's where you can take these things. You can go, if your creativity, maybe you're afraid to show anybody what you would sculpt, but maybe, you know, you go into your warehouse of your office and you work on your sculpture, you've got some big problem, and you just throw that out to God. Lord, I don't know how this woman's gonna survive, but you gotta give me wisdom how to get to surgery. Maybe you feel like your problems today are pretty small compared to hers, but you can go out there, or you can start writing. You know, I happen to be able to write. I never really thought of it as a gift, but I see that it is a gift. And when I'm writing, I can go, Lord, you can throw your things out to him and write or sing or whatever it is that you do. And God brings answers. Or he might even tell you how you can use your creativity. Lord, what do you want to do with this thing I wrote? And he gave me answers. And so it went out. It's gone out. And so you can use that which God has given you, and that gift that he's given you, use it. And there is a dollar amount attached to it. I can attest to that, because I wouldn't have said that not too many years ago. But I see it. I've seen it. So I can testify to it. Let's pray. You know, we got a new year coming. So, you know, let's just push forth into the new year where the heart's for him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity again to be here this morning. Lord, there's always things coming up. There's always things. And boy, do we come up with good ideas. You know, we can be just like Abraham and just like David, or even come up with kookier ideas. And Lord, that's why it's so important to always, always just be getting on our knees before you, confessing our sin, knowing you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we pray, as we go into the new year, we would see it as an opportunity to be creative, even writing an assignment, taking the time. It makes us think. It makes us work. It makes us, stretches us. So I pray that we'd be taking the time to do these assignments and to write and to think and to work and to, and if we think we can't paint, well then maybe we need to start painting, whatever it is. Lord, to just allow the linear and nonlinear world to coincide, and we can find truth as we find you. We thank you for this morning. We commit this day and this upcoming new year into your hands, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.